שאומר הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישה לעשות המשכן. הקדוש ברוך הוא told מוישה רבינו to make the mishkan hischil matmiya. So מוישה רבינו had a tamua, he found it very difficult. So אומר, and he said, Yoshev b'seisa elyon. Right, familiar to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev b'seisa elyon. Elyon HaKol Bri Yosef. Now this branch line is much, much higher. B'tzeil shakai yislainon. He should rest. B'tzeil shakai, have a drink. Michael, you took a drink?
Yeah, I took, thank you.
So what do you have more? Amen. So b'tzeil shakai yislainon. Mau b'tzeil shakai. What does it mean b'tzeil shakai yislainon? Says the Hilgah Marinayim, or he quotes it. B'tzeil keil, b'tzeil rachum, b'tzeil chanun leinem. It doesn't say b'tzeil any of these things. Ela b'tzeil shakai. B'tzeil she'osa b'tzalel. B'tzalel's word is b'tzeil keil. Shneem avayas b'tzalel esamishka. Okay, that's a quote from the Medrash Rabbah. Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand how there could be a mishka. Right? He can't understand how there could be a mishka. B'tzalel, he can understand how there's going to be a mishka. He's going to make the mishka. So we have to understand what's the Mishkan all about, and why is Moshe not part of the Mishkan and Bezalel is part of the Mishkan, and why is Bezalel Bezeil? Bezeil is a shadow of a person. So what's the Oimek HaInyan? Oh, so he's going to say a very, very sadistic piece. HaInyan hu Yuvan al Pisha Noida. The Inyan is Yuvan al Pisha Noida. Shekoidim Shechata Adam Rishon, before Adam Rishon was Chayte. Hayu HaOilam is Mamala Gedoyla. Ah, before the chet of Adam Rishon, the oilam is were b'mal gedoyla mimash hayu acha chet. Before the chet of Adam Rishon, the oilam was in a big mila. And we discussed this often already. What was the mila? What was the mila of the oilam? The fnei the chet, and what happened after the chet? I mean, what happened? The air is more pollution in the air. The ozone layer. What happened exactly? So the yisod, the obvious yisod. I mean, which is a very, it's a big yisod, but it's well known, and that is that pshat is that there was no difference between Shemayim and Oris before the Chet of Adam Rishon. Says the Adam spanned from Oris to Shemayim. The Gemara says in Chagiga, his feet were down here in the Oris, and his Rosh was in Shemayim. He was one Rishus. So in other words, if you were to say, where's the Rabbeinu Shalom? So today we say, well, Be'ikah, Rabbeinu Shalom is in Shemayim. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, no, that wasn't true to say that, so to speak. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, Shemayim and Oretz, it was all one Inyan. So in other words, therefore, you were facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like there's a Musig in the Mishkan, when you go to the Mishkan, he's going to talk about it afterwards, right? There's an Inyan of to be Oyle Regal, to be Roy Eponim, right? There's Ponim Ba'azora, meeting face to face Kaviyachu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. The whole Bria was like that. Wherever you went, you were face to face with the Shekhinah. Because the whole Shekhinah was down there like it was up there. So just like if a person would go up to Shemayim, theoretically speaking, now he's face to face with Shekhinah, it's the same thing it was down here. That was the Matzav Ha'olam, the Fnei HaChet Shel Adam Rishon. That was the Matzav Ha'olam. As a result of the Chet, it was Niskalkalu. Now, Be'emes, Bria, Rishoino, Machshav Kedumah, what did the Rebbein Shalom want? Sheyeh, Kamoy Shaya Koidim Achim, Tachlis HaZichu. What does the Rebbein Shalom want? That the world should look like before the Chet or after the Chet? Obviously before the Chet, right? ולכן אומרו חזל, איפה חזל say, יודע בצלה לצרף אויסיס שניבר בהם שמיים בארץ. He's coming to a big יסוד. We have to see the morph to get to the Yisod. But that's the Pshat of Bezalel. Why was Bezalel chosen, says the Gemara Brochus, to build a Mishkan? Because he knew that to be Mitzaref, the Oisi Shenivu Behem Shemayim Oretz. Ki ha Mishkan hu Briyas Ha'olamas kashi Yisbayet. The Mishkan is really Briyas Ha'olamas. Ki al yadei chet, through the chet, niskalkalu v'yardu ha'olamas l'mimadrigasohan. So basically, Bezalel bought, what does it mean that he built a Mishkan? Because he knew how to be Mitzaref, the Oisi Shenivu Behem Shemayim Oretz. What it means is that Bezalel knew how to make a house down here which would resemble the Oisi Shenivu Behem Shemayim Oretz, the way the Bria was before the Kilkel HaChet. So therefore the Mishkan was a place down here which had no shayches to the Chet of Adam Rishon, a place which was exactly the Matzav of Lifnei HaChet. And what was the Matzav Lifnei HaChet? Riyas Ponim. So he built a place. We have to go to the Azora to be Riyas Ponim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that resembles Lifnei HaChet, where a person was all the time Ponim b'Ponim to Hashem. After the Chet, Adam and Chava hid from Hashem. What do you mean you hide from Hashem? What do you mean you hide from Hashem? That's the vote. The vote is, if you can hide, if you think you can hide from Hashem, then there's not such a strong presence anymore of the Shekhinah. Otherwise, you're Ponim b'Ponim. You can't hide from somebody face to face. Right? If I'm talking to you face to face, I'm not hiding from you. So that was the stalkus of the Shekhinah. So Bezalel was chosen. Bezalel was chosen because Bezalel knew how to recreate the world the way it was before the Chet of Adam Rishon. That's the big. So we're going to have to see the whole Arichas. Chazal say Shnei Alafim Toyu, Shnei Alafim Toyer, Shnei Alafim Mesim Sheikh. The 6,000 years of the Bria has Alpayim of Toyu, which is the aftermath of the Chet of Adam, and then till Avraham Avinu, and then Avraham Avinu begins the 2,000 years of Torah, and then there's the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach, which we're coming to the close of the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. Oh, now Ki Ad Avraham Hoyeh Besayt Toyu. Until Avraham Avinu was beside Toyu, from Avraham Hischel Soida Toyra, from Avraham Avinu started the Soida Toyra. But Lachain Kaim Avraham Avinu Afilu Iruvi Tavshilin. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim, even the Iruvi Tavshilin. Again, there's a sort why Dafka Eruv Tavshilin. What is an Eruv Tavshilin? To enable you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, right? Shabbos is like he's going to say later. Shabbos is also like a Mishkan Dikadei. We know Shabbos and the Mishkan are the same Bechina, right? The Melachas, Lamatas Melachas from the Shabbos and from the Mishkan. Shabsoi Sati Shmoiru, as Brisi, Migdoshi Tiro, Shabsoi Sati Shmoiru. All these in Yonim are the Mishkan and Shabbos is Ainu Hach. So what's the vote of Erev Tavshilin? You mechaber Yom Tov to Shabbos. You mechaber everything that is only Bechina, Kulei Bechina's Shabbos. Shabbos is a time like the Beis Hamikdash. Shabbos is Me'ir Olam Haba. Shabbos is a time where we're always upon him with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll see, he'll discuss the shtickle later. So therefore, Avraham Avinu kept Eruv Tashilim, because we're going to see Avraham Avinu was the one who brought all the highest levels to the lowest levels. Avraham Avinu brought that Nakuda until everything's back to where it used to be on one Bechina. Even the Torah wasn't given yet. The Torah was still sosum, hachin is dachachu, until the world was more purified. V'nitzrafu bakur, and that's being in Mitzrayim, until we were purified by being in Mitzrayim for all those years. V'doy revi yashuvu heino as a pasuk. In other words, that we're first of the fourth generation after Avraham Avinu. Fourth generation from Avraham Avinu, they're going to be mekabel the Torah. Me Avraham adoy revi she'oz ba bechinas Moshe v'nizgala haTorah v'nitna b'matana, like it says Midbar Matana. So v'lachein b'Avram nirmas eila told the Shemayim v'aretz behi baram. Behi baram is Rosh Hatevis Avram, and the Rosh Hatevis of told us Hashemayim v'aretz who toyhu. Right, the Rosh Hatevis have told us Hashemayim v'aretz. The Rosh Hatevis is toyhu. Sheyir bechinas toyhu adi baram. Eila told us Shemayim v'aretz. The whole world was toyhu behi baram till Avram Avinu came. Behibarim is Rosh Hatevis Avraham Avinu. Sha'omru Chazal Al Tikri Behibarim Ela Bavraham. Sha'oz Yotza Mechlal Toyu. There was Yotza Mechlal Toyu. Hoba Lebchinas Toyra. Okay, so big kids, now we're coming to the main part of it, a deep Yisod over here. Torah started with Avraham Avinu. What was before? I mean, we know Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. What was before Avraham Avinu? Where was the Torah before Avraham Avinu? We know the Torah was created before Ma'aseh Bereishis. Torah was created tof kof ayin doyrus ayin dala doyrus before Bereishis, before the world was created. So what's that Alpayim Shnas Torah? There was no Torah till Avraham Avinu came. How did Torah turn when Avraham Avinu came along? Where was it beforehand? So here we're coming to a very big Yisod. Avraham Avinu, the word Avraham comes from Avram. Av is Chochmah, right? Av b'Chochmah, it's possible. Paray said about Yosef Tzadik, Av b'Chochmah. Av is Chochmah. So Avraham Avinu is Avram, Roim, elevated Chochmah. We know Avraham Avinu's Midah is Chesed. How does that tie together? What's the Bechina? But the Sod is, we have to realize that, what's the Tachlis of Torah in this world? Torah, Chochmah is something which is very abstract to a person. Chochmah is a little spark. Chochmah is a Nakuda. Chochmah is a Nakuda, that's all Chochmah is. Chochmah is a small Nakuda. That's what Chochmah is. If it's a small Nakuda, so how can the whole world be full of Torah? So the tachlis of what we have to do with Torah is we have to make a chesed to the Torah. How do you make a chesed to the Torah? Chesed, the middle of chesed is the middle of ispashtus, where you take something and you take it everywhere. That's the middle of chesed. The middle of gvura is you metzamtzim it to one point. The middle of chesed is you let it flow, you let it go everywhere. Avraham Avinu took the chochmah of Torah, which, as we said, chochmah is a nakuda, right? Chochmah is a small nakuda, and he, with the middle of chesed, he carried that Torah everywhere. He brought Torah to the whole world.
So that's why the 2,000 years of Torah really started by Avraham Avinu, because till then it was 2,000 years of Toyu. Why was it 2,000 years of Toyu? Because the Torah was a little Nakuda, but the rest of the Bria had nothing to do with that. Who took the Torah to the whole world, that the whole world should feel Torah, the whole world should be full of Torah? That's Avraham Avinu with the Midah of Chesed. That's why you'll find that the whole idea of learning, and also the Mesorah, how to learn Torah, is Chesed. That's why the Gemara says that Torah, Tchilasa Gimelas Chasadim, Vesoifa Gimelas Chasadim. Torah, the whole Tachlis of Torah is what? Lilmoid Amenos Lalamed, which is Chesed. Vesoiras Chesed Alashoina. Lilmoid Amenos Lalamed. The Chiv of Torah is Vashinan Tom Levanecha Vedibar Tobom. To be Mashpia and a Makabel, to be Mashpia, which is Chesed. The whole Mesorah of Torah is Chesed. What is it? It's not just chesed, do a good deed. It's you've got to take the Torah from one nekuda, and you've got to be mispashet, and you've got to bring the Torah everywhere, until the whole world is full of Torah. He's going to explain later, Harry, the Shechinah Kedosha rests in the Torah. If you don't take the Torah anywhere, then the Shechinah Kedosha is nowhere. If you take the Torah, well, that's where the Shechinah Kedosha lies, so if you spread Torah everywhere, so you're bringing Torah to the whole Bria. For that, you have to have somebody who's Av B'chochma, and who is Koina Midas HaChesed. So he takes the Nakuda of Chochma, and he brings it to the whole world. That's why Chochma is like Av, because the Av gives the Tipas Zera, and from the Tipas Zera you're going to have a whole binyan. So the Chochma in its initial stage is a drop, is a dot, it's a Nakuda. Avraham Avinu brought Torah, and that's really how a person's got to learn Torah. That's why, going back to the Mishkan, that's the whole Indian of the Mishkan. The Oroin, that's the Chochmah of Torah. That's why the Oroin didn't take up any room. Oroin ain't a min amido, right? The Gemara says, didn't Oroin take up any room? Because the Oroin corresponds to the Torah as it is in its initial Chochmah stage. But that doesn't spread anywhere, it doesn't even take up room. For that you need the Midah of Chesed. Which Midah did the Kohenim have? What was the Midah of the Kohenim? The Kohenim had the Midah of Chesed. Levim is Gevura, Ar, and the Kohen is Midas HaChesed. What's the vote? The vote is they're taking the Chochmah. He said you need Chesed. Yeah, the Chochmah. And with Chesed, you carry the Chochmah everywhere. You bring Chochmah everywhere. So that was the Chesed that the Kohenim had. That just like Avraham Avinu, who's Av B'Chochmah, and we're going to see in the Maranav, he carries the Torah everywhere with Chesed. See, Chesed is his Pashtus. Chesed is like a river that flows. It's called a Yam. That's why it's called the Yam HaChochmah. Chacham is a small dot, but you gotta make it flow like a yam. That's with the middle of Chesed. So that's why at the end of Korbanos, what's the last piece of Korbanos that we say? Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a bishloshes amidus atayr nejesh spain. Right? What's the shaychus to Korbanos? So first of all, Rabbi Shmuel was the Kohen Gadol, so he knew what the avoid on the base of Middash was all about. What is it all about? Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr nejesh spain. Now we know that Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr nejesh spain correspond to the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. So all these Yud Gimel Midas in Rabbi Shmuel Oim Ashatoyin Adreshus Behem. Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen Gadol, the Midah of Chesed. So he taught us how you do Chesed with the Torah. The Kohenim did Chesed with the Torah. That's why Rabbi Shmuel Oim is the first Braisa where in Torah's Kohenim in Sefer Vayikra. It's the first Braisa of Torah's Kohenim, which is the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash. The Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash is to teach you how to learn Torah. How do you learn Torah? With Chesed, Mishmal is a Chesed. Where do you see the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayin Adreshus and Chesed? It's all Chesed, because it's all taking two things and bringing that to here and this to there. Right? You got a lenient din. You got a chomer din. So if this lenient din has the chomra, so therefore the other din must have the chomra. In other words, you're carrying something over and you're being mashpia to something else. Mishpia loch gzer shava. Here I don't know anywhere. Right? But because this word is written here and this word is written there, so just like over there, this is the halacha, so also over here, what's that? Mashpia. That's a chesed. Right, what does the Gemara say? That Talmud Torah, Divrei Torah, aniim b'mokam echad, v'ashirim b'mokam acher. Do you mean stock over here? Divrei Torah, aniim b'mokam echad, ashirim b'mokam acher. That's exactly what we're saying. That you got to learn Torah with chesed. What's chesed? Stocker. You got to learn Torah with stocker. And that's how you go through binyan av mikosav echot. What's a binyan av mean? Bemis is only written over here, but this area where it's written teaches us the yisod the kol haTorah kula. So this pasuk is mashpia to everywhere else. And it's a gezint. And that's how you go through the whole. That's how you go through. That was Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. That's taking Torah, taking the Orem, which was Einem in Amida in the Beis Hamikdash, b'midas haChesed. And that's how you have the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nedreshus Behem, which are really Chesed and Rachamim correspond to the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim. That's the importance of learning Bekiyas. because if you, when you learn Bekiyas, you learn all the sugyas. When you learn all the sugyas, now you can start being mashpia, and now you can start giving tzedakah. When you learn Bekiyas, then you become an Oisha. Then you become wealthy in your learning, and then you can be mashpia from one place to the other. So he asks you a toisus. He asks you a toisus kasha because he's only up to, not you, Michael learns Bekiyas. Somebody asks you kasha, you're only up to Dav Dalet. You're already up to Dav Lamed. So Mela, therefore, you can be mashpia. You can be mashpia. With Ari, there was a story. No, wasn't it with you in Nekudis? For the Mishnah Brachas? Yeah. So they were learning one Masechta, and he was learning Mishnah's Brachas, and he answered the Kasha that they couldn't find an answer. Yeah, am I correct? I want to quote you. Yeah? Oh, there you are. So Masechta's Brachas was Mashpia to Masechta's whatever, Ksubas, whatever Masechta it was. So what's that called? He was Mashpia. He did a Chesed. First of all, he did a Chesed because he held 100 people there sitting listening to his shir. And besides that, that's exactly what Torah, you've got to stretch. Torah, you've got to spread. Torah, you got to spread. That's the bechin of chesed. So that's why the whole Torah is built. Yud Gimel Midrash Torah and Dreshus behind. Everything is built on doing chesed. Ah, Gzer Shova, Kvalti. I need the word over there to mashpia here. Ah, I need the binyan av. Right? I need a chen shnei kesuvim and mechishim zeh. So these two psukim are poor. They're contradicting each other. You can't get anywhere. Oh, you need a third pasuk somewhere else. The Yovei Ashlishi for Yachriya Bneim. That's a chesed. It's all in Yonim of Tzedakah. So therefore, that's why Torah Shebaal Peh begins with Seder Zeroim, and the first Zeroim Dikem Masechta in Seder Zeroim is Peah. What's Peah? Leket Shikham Peah. So Torah Shebaal Peh begins with Peah. The Maseches Brachos begins Truma. Truma is Matnas Anim. Truma is the Matana, Matnas Anim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Anim that you give to the Kohenim, and then it's Peah. Peah is Leket Shikham Peah. Torah starts with Tzedakah. You've got to do Chesed with the Torah, because Torah by itself is only a Nakuda. And if you leave it in a kuda, you're not going to be able to learn anything. So that's why that's the sod, that's the chiluk between Bishama and Bishama. That's why we paskin today like Beis Hillel, and La'asid Lav, we paskin like Bishama. Bishama was the bigger chacham, it says. Right? What's the difference between Bishama and Bishama? So the Svarim say that Beis Hillel comes from, his neshama comes from Midas HaChesed. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, his neshama comes from Midas HaGvura. What's the difference? See, the difference is a big yisad. The difference is that Shakli is that somebody who's neshama is like Bisela, somebody who's neshama is from Midas HaChesed, so his oifen of learning Torah is an oifen to do tzedakah. Midas HaChesed, an oifen to do tzedakah in Torah. So do tzedakah in Torah means to bring the Torah everywhere. And that's like Hillel. He brought everybody in, and the Goy, Gairani, Amanos, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. Wherever he could do Chesed and bring Torah to somewhere where it hadn't yet got to, so Bisela did that. Right? But somebody who's a mid and a sham, what is there chesaron being midas agvur? Is bisham stopping something? I mean, what's the Terence says that somebody who's sherish and a sham is from midas agvura, so he wants to keep the chachma in its original undiluted stage. So he wants to keep it at that nakuda. Understand? He doesn't want to lend it out. He doesn't want to lend it. Where's it going to go to, the Torah? Which is really what the Malachim was saying. How can you give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Where's it going to go to, the Chochmah of Torah? Where's it going to end up? So those who as Neshama come from Midas HaGevurah, so they have a tzimtzum. They want to keep it. They want to be dovek to the Shoresh without bringing the Shoresh and spreading the Shoresh. But the Tachlis HaBriah is that the Torah should be brought everywhere. V'imalech Voides, Kol HaAretz. How is that? I read the Baruch Shalom's cover is in the Torah, the Shechina is in the Torah. So that's only through spreading Torah. So Bizman HaZeh, where our avoided throughout the years of Golas is to bring the Torah everywhere, to spread the Torah and bring the Torah to every corner of the earth. For that you have to pass on like this Hillel. When's Mashiach going to come? It's when the Torah is everywhere already. When the Torah is everywhere already, so then even Midas HaGvura, will agree to all this. Understand, when the Torah is everywhere, so Pshat is, you don't need the Midas HaChesed anymore. There, the Torah is, in other words, kill it, to understand it better. So then, when La'asid Lavai, when you learn this pasuk, you'll chap in this word already the Gzeres Shava that's coming from somewhere else. You understand? Everything will be b'shleimus. Everything will be al makom yava b'shalom. So then, already we're going to paskin like b'shalom. But until then, we have to learn Bekiyas, and then learn Be'i. Until then, we have to be balit stocker with the Torah. Bifrat b'Torah Shebaal Peh, I'm not going into now. B'Torah Shebaal Peh is the sun, is the moon. I mean, the levona is less lamigar meklum. The levona hasn't got any of its own light. You have to be mashpia to the levona. You have to be mashpia to the moon. So the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is based on being mashpia to each other.
That's the sod of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. They weren't shalei nagu kovod zeh bazeh, means they weren't being mashpia to each other. If they weren't being mashpia to each other, then there's no masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. So that's why they died. Torah Shebal Peh can only be learned with nagu kovod zeh bazeh. What does it mean kovod zeh bazeh? It means I'm teaching you, you're teaching me, we're all teaching each other. That's kovod zeh. It says in the Mishnah Novos, when you learn one os, you have to be nagu kovod to that person. So shalei nagu kovod zeh bazeh means that they weren't learning Torah on a chesed dekoif. The person wants to learn Torah and a chesed dekoif, and so we all mashpia to each other. I've got a kasha, you've got a kasha, you have a shlishi, he'll answer us. You know, all these things, I don't know one makor, you don't know one makor, so together, we come together, we bang our heads together, and we've got a gzeresh off. And that's how Torah has to be learned. Nogu kovet zebeze means learning Torah and a chesed dekoif. Being mashpia one to the other, nogu kovet zebeze. That's how the whole Torah Shebal Peh has to learn. And then, the more we do that, the more we bring Torah Shebal Peh, in other words, the more we learn Torah and a chesed dekoif, and that's how we mashpia the Torah. That all originates from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the Av, that's Chochmah, but he was the Midav Chesed. And he brought the Torah to everywhere. He brought the Torah right from the Midav Chesed right to the Midav Malchus. I'm going into now, but that's the whole sod. We say every day in Davening, we said today twice in the Bachin Afshi as well. Marabah Masecha Hashem, Kulam B'Chochmah Asisa. Asisa is Malchus, the El Masiya. Chochmah is Chochmah. So Kulam B'Chochmah Asisa. Taking the Chochmah and bring it down to the El Masiya. And that's where Avraham Avinu meets with David HaMelech. We know that Avraham Avinu, when he fought with Stoyim, we know that the Neshama of David HaMelech was there, right? The whole story with Loit, and Avloit, and Moyov, and Ruth came from Moyov, and she was carrying the Neshama of Mashiach. David HaMelech was there. It says, the Nishmas David HaMelech was there with Avraham Avinu. What's the vot? Because Avrot is, Avraham Avinu is taking the Torah, and he's with Midas HaChesed, he's being Mashpia, all the way down to the lowest Midah, which is the Midah of Malchus. And that's the Torah, that's called Terasa Shel Mashiach. That's called Terasa Shel Mashiach. So therefore, that's why every day in Davening, when we say, Vayvach David HaShem, we go through all the Zion Midas. Vayvach David HaShem, Leina Kol HaKol, Baruch Ata HaShem, Me'oilam Vad Oilam. Right, from all Oilam, it's from Oilam Mesalyonim, down to the lowest Oilam Mesatayin. And then when you say, Lacha HaShem, Agdula Vagru, which is Chesed, Kivura, Teferes Netzachoyb, Cha HaShem HaMamlocha, all the way down to Malchus. That's the completion of the Avodah. That's the completion of the Avodah. Avraham Avinu started with the Chesed, and his Mashpia all the way down to David HaMelech, which is Malchus, and that's the Teirosa Shel David HaMelech. And then you know that you've reached the thing. For the first Gemara is Brachos, in the beginning of the Gemara Brachos, the first few Daf talk about David HaMelech's Torah. Right, beginning of Brachos, David HaMelech, how you learn, how you pass Moshayles, Yodi Mileas Dam, David HaMelech when he got up and he learned Torah all night long. That's the bechina of bringing down, being mashpia Torah till the bechina of Malchus. Malchus is less lemigar meklum, you do a chesed, and you mashpia Torah all the way down till David HaMelech, till the middle of Malchus. And then that's the bechina of Terasa Shel Mashiach, and that's the Gula Shleim of Amitis Bemeir Bimeinu Ami. Yeah, so it's So that's what he's going to say. Bezev Avram Zokin.
Bezev. That's the word of the Rom. He took the Av. It's really taking it down, not Rom, no?
The Av. So the word is, he was called Avram. He's missing a Hey. Hey is Olamazeh. Ki Bekor Hashem Tzor Elama. So before Hashem added on, so then it was Avram. Then he was the Bechin of Chochmah. Roim is elevated. He was the elevated Bechin of Chochmah. That's up there. That's Yosheb Beseis Elyon. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the extra letter Hey, which is Kibakor Hashem, Hey is Malchus. Hey is always Malchus, that's the Olam Asiya, that's the physical world. Then Avraham Avinu started on a new Mahalach, and he started a new Mahalach, bring it down. And that's when he got the name Avraham. And that's Alidei Avraham. So, it's this Mila, Yonah Deyoma, that's the Indian of Mila, sorry, that's the Indian of Mila. Avraham Avinu, Mila is the Hiskashus of the Olam Asiya. That's the Iskashus of the Olamas. Before it was a very high Olam. And then you've got to bring it down to be Miskashu all the Olamas. And if you say, Lachnisai bebrisai shel Avraham Avinu. Because he's the one who has the koyach to bring it all the way down. Api Pnimis HaTorah, the Bris Milas, on the Mokim HaMila there, it's called that Teres HaYesod. That means that's the crown, that's the Bechina of Malchus. So the Mitzvah Mila is bring it down from the Bechina of Avraham Avinu, which is Chesed, all the way down to the Bechina of the Bris Mila, which is the Bechina of Ateres Malchus, Ateres HaYisod, and Ateres the Bechina of Malchus. V'zeh of Avraham Zokim Ba'a Bayomim, V'Hashem Berechas Avraham Bakoil. You have a bit of time, Michael?
Yeah, a little bit of time.
Oh, now I have to only talk to you still as well.
Speak.
Who?
He's speaking to me now.
She was sending your wife back to America before Shabbat. V'zeu v'Avram zokin bo v'yom em v'ashem berches Avram b'koil. Ki Avram hu soyd ha-chesed. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Yoma da ozer em kula yomen. that Chesed is the day. Chesed is Yom. Chesed Ayek Hel Kol Ayom, and that's the day. The Ozrim Kul Yom. You know, every day is against another midah. The 7 days of the week. First day is Chesed. That's Sunday, right? First day is Sunday, and then it goes all the way till Shabbos, which is Malchus. So the Sunday goes with every day. It's a Yom. It's a day. The Ozrim that goes in Kul Yom with all the days. Kamosh Ksib Bezoya, like it says in Bezoya Al Pasuk on the Pasuk. Yomam Yisave Hashem Chastoy. Shu Yom the Ozrim Kul Yom, which is the day that goes with all the other days. Which means that's what we said before. The mid of Chesed is the mid that carries the Torah through all the days until Shabbos, which is Keneged Malchus. It's through the Torah. The Torah is carrying the Shechina inside it. So Tchila, the reading will go quick now because we've explained the Yisod. Tchila, hoya beside the Stalkus. Originally, the Torah is beside the Stalkus. It's one Nakuda. Sha Torah Gnuza Lamala Mishivas Yimei Abinyan. So the Torah is Gnuza, it's hidden. Lamala Mishivas Bnei Abinyan. I mean, Torah is Moichin. Moichin is high in the Midas. Right, because the Torah is Gimel Rishonos, the three Moichin. Al derech Hashem b'chochma yisod aretz, that's first Moich. Koinen Shmaim b'tfuna, that's Bina, the second Moich. B'dat Torah is Nifkud, that's Chochma Bina Das, that's the Gimel Moichin. Torah is in the Gimel Moichin. Who's going to bring the Torah down to the Midas? Harei b'Torah Sholish b'chinas Eilu, Chochma Tfuna v'Das. V'lechei Nikra Torah Pia Pascha b'chochma. Shapsicha yah b'chochma Eliyana. Right, Torah is the psicha is b'chochma Eliyana. Achakach, only after, it's from Moich, it's nispashed into Midas through Chesed. V'nislabsha b'yomim, and then the Torah is nislabshim b'yomim. Yomim means Midas, because the 7 days connected the seven Midas. Soid Chesed yomim the ozlim kula yomim. V'nikra Torah Chesed, it's called Torah Chesed. Shalidea Chesed nislabsha lemata through Chesed. The Torah is nislabish lemata. That's more to go over. Zeh Avram soid haChesed. Zokin is somebody zeshakon haChochma. Soid haTorah nislabsha. V'nikra Torah Chesed. Ba b'yomim. It's beautiful. Avram Zokin, the Chochma. Zokin is zeshakon haChochma. Avram Zokin. Ba b'yomim. The Chochma came in all the yomim, on all the Zion yomim, which is connected to Zion Midas. It's Avram Avinu through the mid of Chesed, brought the Torah in through all the Midas. That's the Avram Zokin. Ba b'yomim. And then, in other words, that's the Bakoil means in absolutely everything. In other words, the Torah is there in everything. Through Avraham Avinu, he brought the Torah to a matzav where the Torah is now in absolutely everything. Just like a birchas ha'ilan, you have a little seed, that's Torah, and then through planting it and watering it, the seed is nespashet, and it goes all over. The tree grows, it grows all over. King Kav Yachla Kodesh Baruch Hu is called in another Rabbi Deitz Chaim. Nevarch and Spashit Ali De Avram, and Nevarch and Spashit through Avram, Bakoil, Bechol Oilam as Madregas, and Ula Oilam as Madregas, Kia Tzadik Hua Merkova, the Tzadik is Merkova, Shal Yodim Ashpia, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shefa Bakoil. So that's Mamish's paragraph, is the key to what we spoke out. So Moride Kazach, that's why you have Gimel Moichin, but the first Middah has to be Chesed. Because if the first Middah would be Gvura, so then it stops, the Moichin stops, Gvura doesn't let it come through. So Avraham Avinu, therefore the first midah has to be Chesed. Chesed takes the Moichin, and it's going to take it throughout all the midahs. The only problem is that what's the midah that comes after Chesed? Gvura. What does Gvura do? It stops. Gvura is a tzimtzum, it stops it. So therefore that to be the Akedah. What happened by the Akedah? That Avraham Avinu tied up Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was Koivish the middle of Gvura. He conquered the middle of Gvura, and that's how he could go straight through. Right? But that's how Avraham Avinu worked his way through all the middas. That's the chesed that goes in Kol Yom. The Risha and the Rishon b'Shabbos Sunday, straight after Shabbos. That's the middah. That's chesed. The Ozen in Kol Yom that goes through. It takes it through all the days until it takes it to the Malchus, which is the lowest thing. That was the godless of Avraham Avinu, and that brings the Torah everywhere. And then the whole world is full of the Bria, and that's the Bechina, where he's going to come to soon. He's going to come to him in the Mishkan. Just to make a hafsaka over here for a second. V'lechein amru chazal, bas hoyelay l'Avram, o bakoel shmo. Now, a bas, we know, is connected malchus. So bas is connected malchus. Because a bas is natalis isun chasim. We had that once, that a bas takes a tenth from her father's house, from her father's thing. So the number 10 is the 10th sphere, which is the sphere of Malchus. So Avraham Avinu had a bas means that Kein Ha'olam is Nivra Alei Bechinas Asiris. Right? The world was created through the Bechinas Asiris, which is Midas Malchus, Behormna de Malka. V'lechein Nikra Bas. Zeh Ha'olam Avraham. Ratzalay Mashu Midzachesed, Shal Yoda Niskarva Mandrega Tahtoina, which is Malchus Lamala. From Avinu made connection, he took from Chesed to Malchus, and he was Mashpia to Malchus. And what's that called? What was the daughter called? What's that Madrega of taking Chesed to Malchus called? Bakoil. Why? Because then you're taking the Torah everywhere. Bakoil. So Avram had a daughter which was connected to Malchus, and the fact that he went from Chesed to Malchus, that's Bakoil. So that's, he's encompassed everything.
Isn't Bakoil Yisoid?
Kol is Yisoid, yeah, yeah. Because that's the Bechino. I mean, Kol is, the Yisoid is Mashpia to Malchus. Yisod, why is it called also Kol? Because it has all the earlier spheres. And then the Yisod is really a Mashpia, it's a Tzinor, which is Mashpia. So Yisod accumulates all the earlier Midas and is Mashpia down to Malchus. So that's Bakol. Because once it's Mashpia to Malchus, means it goes everywhere. It goes Ada Tachtoinu She'en Tachtoinu Mimeno. Goes all the way down to the lowest area. And that is the Mid of Kol, Kol Mashpia to Malchus. So it's Avram Zokim Baba Yomim, and Avram had a Bas called Kol. So he brought Chochma down all the way. Ubakal Shmar, it's Lema Bachol Dova Dova Shem Hashem Shoma. With everything, he had Shem Hashem over there. But he bechinas Shabbos, not the bechin of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos v'Toyra bechinas echad lohem, because Shabbos and Toyra is one bechina. And that's what we're talking about before. So Maridik Azach. A Torah is Nikra, see, a Torah Nikra Bris, which is Soid Iskashrus. Torah is called Bris, which is the Soid of Iskashrus. That's the Bechinah's Bris. Bris is a covenant between two people, right? They love each other and they don't want it to break. That's the Soid Iskashrus. Kamoisha Bris, Ha Bris, Ha Ever Ha Moilit, like the Bris of the Eilat. So just like the Bris is something that is Moilit, right? The Ever of the Bris is something that has the Koyach to be Moilit. Kachkavi Yochla Kodeshbrocha, Lidea Torah, Mashpia is Moilit Lamata Lamakablim. Right, it brings the hashpah down. Achin Shabbos nikra bris. It says that kol alma the Shabbos was given the Torah. It means that, well, what's the whole vort of Shabbos? We discussed this. I remember we discussed this recently. Now, the whole vort of Torah is Shabbos is that Shabbos takes up everything. Shabbos takes up a whole day. In other words, it's interesting as you know, it's Shabbos ben ager to Shachris on Shabbos, but I'm still going to read the newspaper when I come home. You know, if it's Shabbos, it says Shabbos in everything. Your walking has to be different. Halacha, your walking on Shabbos has to be different. Your dibur has to be different. Everything has to be different. And if a person's a Baal Madrega, he looks different on Shabbos. Right? So, in other words, Shabbos is a what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the middle of Malchus. And what's the middle of Malchus? Bakoil. Right? You know, the Bas has to be, the Bas, which is the Malchus, has to be called Bakoil. What does it mean has to be called Bakoil? That you've got to see it everywhere. So that's why he's saying over here that Shabbos and Torah is the same Bechina. Because the Torah has to go everywhere, right? That's the Vod. The Torah is the Shechina that has to go everywhere. That's the same Nekuda with Shabbos. The Koyach of Shabbos has to go everywhere. That's the Bechina of Bakoil. That's the Bechina of Bakoil. And that's the connection with Shabbos and the Mishkan. V'imolei chvoidoi. But it says V'molech Chvoida is Kol Ha'aretz, and by the Mishkan it also says, right, V'molech Chvoida Hashem al Mishkan. Everything was full. It spread everywhere. It spread everywhere. The coin with the middle Chesed took the Torah everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. There wasn't a place. So the whole Mishkan was density of Shechinah, because that was the Torah that the Malachim bought from that the Koyanim bought from the Orange, which was Eilim and Amida, and they took that and they put it everywhere. It's Mispashit. That's why we know that the Bis HaMikdash is going to be Mispashit. And Yerushalayim is going to be Nispashit. That's the whole Bechina of Hispashtus. That's the Bechina of Chesed. Chesed, the Chesed that's going to be the Hispashtus. And then Bimolech Chvoida is Kol Ha'aretz. And the whole world is going to be like a Mishkan. The whole world is going to be density of Shechina. Bimolech Chvoida is Kol Ha'aretz. That's the Middah of Bakoil. That's the Middah of Malchus. And that's why the Bis HaMikdash is connected to the Middah of Malchus. You can't have a Kohen building the Bis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech has to build the Bis HaMikdash. David HaMelech bought Har HaBayis. He wanted to build the Bis HaMikdash. Because once it's reached the Middah of Malchus, then you're ready to build the Bis HaMikdash. Once it's come all the way from Chochma, right, and Chesed carried it all the way to Malchus, so that's Malchus. Ein Yeshiva Bazora Lala Malchus Beis David Bilvad. You can only have a king sitting there because it's the Bechina of Malchus, and Malchus is the Bechina of Bakoil, and that's Shabbos, and that's the Mishkan. So whenever you're dealing with the Bechina of Malchus, you have to be dealing with the Ein of Bakoil. Understand? That's why there's a din in Malchus that a murder of Malchus is Chayiv Misa. You've got a king who's a king over 100,000 billion people. Yeah,
One person who lives 5,000 miles away from the king rebels. What's the halacha? It's chayv niso. Why is it murder? That's a rebellion. That's a rebellion he's never going to get. He has to live 200 years until he can travel to the king. That's called a rebellion. What's the halacha? Halacha is chayv niso. Why is he chayv niso? He's not rebelling. He's going to topple the king off his throne because you've got one mishugana. Right? What's the answer? The answer is that malchus goes together with bakoil. Bakol mi kol kol. If there's one person who's more than malchus, it's lacking in the bakol. And therefore he's chayv. And tzadat is chayv. Tzadat is chayv. He's chayv misa. Malchus means that you're bringing the Shekhinah everywhere. And the king of Israel, represents Malchus Shemayim. The Malchus Shemayim has got to be everywhere. That's the tachlis. What that to bring. That's what Shlomo Melech made that Chazal call a mistake. He married Basparoi. He wanted to be Mafshet. He wanted to be Mispashet. He wanted the Malchus Shemayim to spread into all the kingdoms, into the whole world. So he married Basparoi. He married all non-Jewish women. He married them in order to bring them all into the Malchus Shemayim. The kings have a... The clip of it is, it's that clip that the Goyish kings took, is that they have a taiva just to conquer countries and to spread there. Well, where does that come from? It's also a shtus. You know, you're king, you've got a nice country, 100 million people, you've got a nice big palace, one for the summer, one for the winter. Machaser lecha. Everyone's paying taxes for you. You want to go now and conquer another country and bloodshed, and you might get killed yourself and your army, and they might be angry with you. Whoa, ma ta tzarich etzeh. If you learn history, you see that that's what they used to do all the time. They weren't happy. Alexandra, if people wanted to conquer, they conquer and conquer, conquer. Well, what's the big thing? The answer is because in Malchus the Kedusha, Malchus the Kedusha has the middle of Bakoil, spreading the Rebbein Shalom's Malchus everywhere. That's the middle of Chesed that God comes to Malchus and wants to spread it everywhere. So that we know that the non Jewish kings also are toifus a bit of the Malchus in there, right? That's why there's Alocha, you have to give Malchus to a non Jewish king, a covenant, I mean, to non Jewish. They also toifus Malchus the Arak in Malchus the Rakia. So maybe therefore they also have this in him, the middle of Bakoil. They also feel that they have a bus, and their bus is the middle of Bakoil, and therefore they also want to spread it. But that's the ikka. The ikka is the spreading the Torah, taking the Torah everywhere.
What was the mistake Simon did? If you,
because the pasuk says layar belo inoshim. So in other words, there's always two ways of doing things. If Shlomo would have intensified the chokhmah and the kedusha umela, that's always the case. Naturally, klipa. Naturally, the netzaitis come to you.
Mm-hmm.
No inin for you to go up. You going out to them, that's already a bechin of goals. As much as I'm English kaim and everything is going okay, then eventually they'll come to you. He wanted to do it, kill a crash course, otherwise do it fast. And that was a bechin of it. That's the nekuda of Bakoil. Malchus is Bakoil. That's why Shabbos has to spread in everywhere. Shabbos is the seventh day, is connected Malchus. And therefore, the tachlis of Shabbos is that the Shabbos should spread in everywhere. The food's not the same. The clothes are not the same. The nothing is the same. Nothing is the same. It's kulei Shabbos. Kulei Shabbos. That's the bechin of Malchus. That's the bechin of taking Chochmah, which is one nekuda. And Malchus was there before Avraham Avinu. Torah was there before Avraham Avinu. But it was a nekuda. And the rest of the world was Toyuhu. And Avraham Avinu did a Mordekah Chesed in the world. And he started Alpayim Shnos Torah, because he started taking Torah with the Midas HaChesed and spreading Torah and taking Torah everywhere. He was the Bechinus Beis Hillel. In the Gai Al Regel Achas, it doesn't make a difference who you are. If I can get some Torah into you, I'll get some Torah into you.
So this only happened after Gamila? After you got that
Avraham Avinu, yeah. No, that avoider.
The
Shlemus of that avoider, yeah. Bring it down, that's right. That's right. In other words, the without Bris Mila, we discussed it. Bris Mila is kasher. So the oil must be on, oil must be tachtoinim. Right? Bris Mila is mi'al lebahar Hashem. In other words, it's a kesher of the oil must be on and tachtoinim. So that kesher between the oil must be on and tachtoinim is tremitzus mila. You can't do it b'shleimus. Avraham Avinu had it inside him. I mean, then he couldn't do it b'shleimus until the mitzvah of mila, which is the koyach of being makasher, which he's going to talk about now, which was what the mishkan was, that to make the down here mamish like it is up there. That was b'schus mitzvah mila. And he got that when he got the extra hay when the Munchalam gave him Mitzvah Mila. That's when he got the extra hay.
So why couldn't he build Beis HaMikdash if he had that Mitzvah Malchus?
Well, we know Avraham Avinu was shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash. But Yisrael Avraham halach v'nasay anegbar. He had this terrible urge, chasra, Mordekah urge, to get to Har HaBayis. But Yisrael Avraham halach v'nasay anegbar. And halach v'nasay anegbar, and the Rashi says it's to Har Maria. And he went with Akedah to Har Maria. He had a lot of shaykhs to Har Maria. He did, obviously, the Kedushim weren't supposed to do things but poil. They had to plant everything but koyach. So he did that. Avraham Avinu was very, very kashur to Har Maria. Yitzchak was kashur to Har Maria. Yaakov was kashur to Har Maria.
Anochi ilu yadati lo yashanti, and Neka Har Maria, Nes Har Maria is uprooted, and it came to him. They were all very kosher to Har Maria. All of us had doshim, but they were kosher. They planted the seeds, and then the rest is to come to thing. That's the koyach, that's the madrega. Hine Israel kishon dar hasina pasku zemasum kilkel chet adam rishon zuzam zemachosh. And when the Klai Yisrael stood in hasina, even nasum zuchachin chino yecheres v'malchamavus kosher yekoydim kechet. So what happened by the hasina? It says vayered Hashem al hasina. So what this vayered Hashem al hasina means that now Shemayim came down to earth. That's what vayered Hashem. You look at Rashi then. You know, hirkin Shemayim elyonim, and they folded up the whole Shemayim, brought it down into hasina. This was the madriga. All became one. So just like Shemayim is full of Kaviyachal, full of the radiant light of the Rabban Shalom Kaviyachal, so that's what happened with Mamad Asina. The same thing happened down here. Kshechozru v'asu egel, chozru k'mui achachet. When they made the egel, so then it became after the chet, like v'isnatzlu edyom, the crowns got taken away. That's the beginning. Why did they get crowns? Because a crown makes you into a king. And v'atim t'ili mamleches koyenim, v'goy kodesh. They became kings, because kings is bas. And that madrega, they'll bring the madrega to bring bakol, to bring Hashem's word everywhere. If you bring Hashem's word everywhere, then you become a king. That's what malchus is all about. That's what malchus is all about. So mainly they got crowns when they were chayta the chet egel, the crowns got taken away. Right? What were the crowns? Av v'yira, which is our Torah's Rish Tzadik through Av v'yira, all ma'isim sakum sol gedela. Hach bechetam nitl mem Av v'yira, the crowns got taken away. Moshe Rabbeinu got the crowns, but not alei mechutz la'machane. And then Moshe Rabbeinu started an hoga where he was mechutz l'machne. He didn't mix and mingle anymore. He called out Torah as nitl l'moshe. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu went into an hoga. He went into an hoga where he went into a shell, so to speak, right? Where you couldn't have access to Moshe Rabbeinu so much anymore, right? Which is as a result of the chet, which is opposite of what the whole zach is, that to bring Torah everywhere. And then we weren't zocha to that anymore. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in Shemayim. He was supposed to come down with the whole Shemayim together with him, with the Luchas Abris. As you do, the Shtei Lucha, he says, Shemayim Oretz. He's supposed to seal that Shemayim Oretz become one Rishus. And that didn't happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the Oilam is not ready for it. Oilam's not ready. You can't just take Torah anywhere. That was the Malachim's Taina. So the Chet Egel was a Tani de Messiah. It was a Toshema for the Malachim. So it was a Toshema for the Malachim. So he smashed the Luchas. Smashing Luchas means Shemayim Oretz went apart from each other. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu became a Shtik Shemayim. He wasn't Shaykh anymore to Oretz. If he wasn't Shaykh anymore to Oretz, he was not to Olam, Mechutz Lamachne. So that was the aftermath of the Chet. It's no more that Torah is just flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. No. Moshe Rabbeinu is mitkavetz. Moshe Rabbeinu is ke'ilu now, ke'ilu bringing the chokhmah down as an akuda. And that was that's the whole shakta v'tari of ke'ilu. Mamad Asina was the opposite. Chet Egel bought that v'chinah. Chet Egel is really, I'm not going into it now, but Chet Egel is bought Midas Adin. Midas Adin brings the whole tzimtzum back again. Right? And Egel is a shor. A shor is the tzatzmoyl of the Maisim Yakov, that's Midas Adin. Zav is Midas Adin. Kesev is chasodim, rachamim. Zav is Midas Adin. Egel has Zav, and Egel is a small shor. Means that what is Midas Adin? Midas Adin means tzimtzum. Beshama ke'ilu, that v'chinah of tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means where it just doesn't naturally flow. Like a river, like a chesed. So Meila, therefore, midah kenegad midah. Taka, it was nitztamtzem, and Moshe was not to olam mechutz lamachne. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want the Torahs, doesn't want our gifts. So therefore, machzirim b'chol Shabbos. There's only one day where Moshe Rabbeinu can give it back to us. In other words, there's only one day which is mesugal where you can take the kedusha and you can make it flow everywhere. And when is that? Shabbos, because Shabbos is malchus. Shabbos is bas, and bas is called bakol. So Shabbos is the day where keilu. You know, sometimes you have very expensive, you don't need to give it to somebody who can ruin it, distort it. So the crowns during the week is a sakonafas. On Shabbos, which is Malchus, which is the day of Bakoil, so Shabbos is a day where we can get the Bechinas crowns. So Shabbos is a day where it's taka, our clothes, our shchina, everything is a Bechina, everything is Lekovet Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos Malchus. Ki yedua mi perish yismach Moshe v'manas chalkei. ונמצא בכל שבס מחזירים לכל אחד אבא ויר השם התורס ונקרא נשום יסירה שהוא ישראל נשפו הבלתי ואחר המייס העגל חילה מוישה לפני השם אבאים יום אבאים לילה אבטל המייס העגל מוישה בן הדבנד 40 days and 40 nights ואחר כך ציבל אילס המשכון ביסוק עם חטא העגל
And nimtza b'kan aschala lishtalim kavanas abriya, like it was before Adam Rishon lefnei achet. So in other words, now after the Egel, the Rabbanu Shalom wants it there to be now a Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu is a bechirim not to all them, chutz l'machna. Moshe Rabbeinu's middah is a middah of where it doesn't spread from him. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. He's going to explain. Moshe Rabbeinu is now the darga where it's a shemaim dikazach. Don't let Oretz get their hands on it. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. He's building a Mishkan. A Mishkan is the whole bechina of like it was before the Chet of Adam Rishon. Like before the Chet of Rishon means the koyach should be in the spashik. The kus is everywhere. Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand how you can have that. See, he couldn't build it. So it had to be the tzir of oisis shabaniv shemayim arutz, like the Gemara in Bracha says. Mezeo ikar briya v'tachlisa. So therefore, just like the beginning, it says Hashem b'chachma yisad arutz heim chachma tvuna das. Like we quoted the three middles of chachma, the moichin amina chachma tvuna das. That's it. Like it was Hashem b'chachma yisad arutz. Beginning of the briya that was given moichin. Also by Betzal, it says the same thing. Mamalo isai ruach lekim b'chachma tvuna b'das shu gamkin ikar briya, which is also the bechinas ikar briya. Okay. So that's the end of this nakuda. I mean, it's going to tie together soon, and then that's going to tie together to the whole shame of Shaka and the shame that sale, etc., etc. So basically, where we're holding now is what's happening is the Shechina, the Mishkan is now going to bring a Bechina of the Shechina, where it's going to be like Chesed Keil Kol Hayom, Chesed Ozel and Kol Hayomin, where it's going to be Bechina that the Shechina of Doshah, the Torah, in other words, is going to spread throughout all the course of the Middos till the Middah of Malchus. The Shechina is called Tumunas Koil. All the Tumunas are all Misraim. All the Tumunas you can see in the Shechina. That's what Shechina is called Koil. I'll explain in a second. Kamemare alatusha as a mirror, or Shemisraim atzuras Adam or even the Negda. Where you see the person, how you look in a mirror, you see your face in the mirror. Im yofif, it's nice. Im lav not. Mamish kid musay betzalmai. The Koil Tumunas of Misraim Shom. In other words, that's Hashem Tzilch. Hashem is our shadow. What does it mean, Hashem is a shadow? If you're walking the street and there's a shadow, you go like this, so the shadow also goes like that. Right? You go like this, the shadow also goes like that. Hashem Tzilch, Hashem is a shadow, meaning that the Shechina HaKadosha, every maisa that we do down here, right, you can see that. You can see that in the Shechina HaKadosha up there. That's the b'chin of Hashem Tzilch. Just like by the tzeil, kefi the person's movement, that's the movement of the tzeil. Hashem created the person b'tzelem loshen tzeil. V'ha'odam Yisrael l'mala. Everything that we're doing down here is the reflection, the shadow is up in Shemayim. That's called the Shechina. V'niv karas plurish einem yir. D'migarmei les leklum. Shechina k'doysha is b'migarmei les leklum. Rak k'fi b'chinas anirabo. In other words, what's the in other words, al maisim, that's how the Shechina k'doysha looks. V'zeo p'gam shel ma'ala. N'chas v'shon mekim yipoigim. Im odem akal kel ma'asad. Mishraim shom minin zem. Maraz dumus kovei d'Hashem. Now that's a pachadik achrayas of Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha means whatever maisa we do, Hashem Tzilcha, that's what the Shechina looks like. In other words, a person does a bad maisa, he's dragging the Shechina into that same maisa, because the Shechina is the shadow of the person. V'hinei gavi Avraham k'siv ani kel shaka ishalech lefonai v'heyei zomim. Doshu Chazal sheish dai belekusa lechol bria, sheish dai and lekusa v'akadosh baruch hu lechol bria. Shakadosh baruch hu shoira b'chol bru of neshamas b'nei Yisrael. What's the shem shakai coming from? Sheish dai lechol bria. There's enough for the Shechina to be everywhere. Shadai b'chol bru of neshamas b'nei Yisrael. What's the shem shakai? Shem shakai means that the kaviyochol is enough for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to give out to the whole bria whatsoever, to altogether. In other words, the whole Shechina can have a likus inside it. It's not confined here, not there. There's enough. Dai means there's enough. There's enough for the whole bria to be full of it. So that's what the shem shakai means. So therefore, ani keil shakai. Is halach lefana ve'yesomim means that the Rebbeinu Shalom was telling Avraham Avinu, and this is the chiyuv of Mila, is halach lefana ve'yesomim, and that's what Rebbeinu Shalom was telling Avraham Avinu, that she's ra'a shom ponov, al derech re'iyas ponov ba'azora. I mean, that's exactly the vort of the Beis HaMikdash. That ponim b'ponim. The Beis HaMikdash was the pshat that brought the whole Shemayim down here, that there's only one Rishus. So the ponim b'ponim, the tzeil is down here.
The tzeir of the Shekhinah is down here next to you. You don't go to Shemayim anymore for Panim Vapanim. The Panim Vapanim is down here. Because Shakai is Yesh Dai Belakusi Lachol Bria. My Shekhinah can be everywhere down here. My Shekhinah can be everywhere down here. Like it says, Yiroa Kol Zechuchas Pnei Hashem. Which is what happens to the Beis HaMikdash. When they were doing Averus, so what's the Musag of the Beis HaMikdash? Who told you to trample on my Chotzeh? Now the whole vote of the Beis HaMikdash is that when you're stepping on the Beis HaMikdash, that's what Shemayim is. So whatever you're doing, you're Panim B'Panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, before the Chet of Adam Rishon, that's what it was. Until Hashem said Ayeka, until Hashem wasn't Panim B'Panim anymore, and then Adam thought he could hide from Hashem. But the Maisa, the Matzav of Lefnei Achet was that you always Panim B'Panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the Matzav of the Beis HaMikdash? You always Panim B'Panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Shakai is Sheish Dai Lekusi Lechol HaBriya. Where everywhere, I've got plenty Kavi Yochel Lekus that can be everywhere. So if it's everywhere, so everywhere where we go, we're faced with the Shekhinah Kedosha. So therefore, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, it's very dangerous. If you're doing good Maisim, so then your Re'ih is Panim B'Panim with good things. He mashpia toiv to the Shekhinah kaviyachol. If Chas v'Shalom person is doing ra, he's pulling his mashpia ra kaviyachol to the Shekhinah. He's pulling the Shekhinah into ra. That's when the world is in a matzav of everything is a bechin of panim b'panim. That's a bechin of Hashem tzilcha. As soon as we move something, kaviyachol, you see the Shekhinah next to you straight away. The shadow, the same thing happening with the Shekhinah.
So panim is a little higher than.
It's very high, but it's dangerous. In a matzav of panim b'panim, and it's like the sail there, right there. That, so to speak, that the Shekhinah is being affected simultaneously, and that's called Tumanas Kol. It's Halach Lefana VeYesoyim Ratzalim Shlemus Ali De Abris Shel Abris Yimlaim Lachushon Asandi. That's Iskashrus B'Shmoy Kaviyach Iskashrus with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That we won. So whatever we do, automatically the Shekhinah is also doing. Al Yada Yushval Chalan Avron Ka'um Lamala. Okay. What was the Tachlis of the Bria? What's the Machshava Kaviyachol, Machshava Keduma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That the Bria should be, that the whole Bria should be one Bechina, right? And then the Kutz should be everywhere, should spread everywhere, which was the original plan. So therefore, in order to do that, Hutzrich Letzaref Oisish Nivir Mamishmaim Ba'aretz, you have to like recreate the world the way it was before the Chet of Adam. Which is, by the way, so it turns out that the whole Tikkun of the is the Tikkun of Adam. So at the beginning of Ayikra, the first passage talks about Korban. It says, Odom ki yakriv korban mishahan. Rashi says there, Ma Odom rishon lahikriv min hagezel, shakol hayashalo yafatem leitakriv min hagezel. So in other words, the first thing we're mentioning is Odom, because the whole base of Middash is like a tikkun of chet of Odom. It's taking away the kilkul of the chet of Odom to make a matzav of Re'ias Panim Ba'azorah. And if we do Ratzon Hashem, the base of Middash spreads. And then the whole Bria, wherever we are Panim B'Panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu can understand, what do you mean you're making a Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu is back in the Madrega of what? Not the Olam, Mechutz LaMachaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to the Chochma that's in the Olam HaToyu, that it's hidden, and it's not exposed, and it's careful and hidden. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu's Bechin is. Oh, but just to take the Chochma, to spread it out, and to take it everywhere, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. That's how he started up. Yeshev B'Seisa Elyon. How can you do that? And that's Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon. He started off. Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon. Moshe Rabbeinu was Matmiya, and he says, Yeshua B'Seisa Elyon. Moshe Rabbeinu is looking. He was in Shemayim. He knew, he saw where the real Hiskalos is. And then as a result of the Chet Egel, Shemayim and Oretz are two entities. So you couldn't understand how you can do it. V'oma, but say Yeshua says Elyon, but say Shaka Yisloinon. That's like an answer. He Shaka Nikoshe Yishtai Belakusi Lachol Bria. V'hu Tumunas Kol. V'akol Misram Sham, but say Tzeil. V'zeu, but say Shaka Yisloin. That was Moshe. Kilo the Kasha is Yeshua says Elyon. What's the answer? But say Shaka Yishtai Lachol Bria. Yishtai Pseirot. We can fill the whole Bria with Kved Hashem. And that's with the shame Shaka. And then the tzeil is right down here. The tzeil shakai. The tzeil shakai. She is dialakusi lachol bria.
What does it mean it's diet if the tachas to bring it everywhere?
The dialogue for everything. It's ke'ilu enough. You're saying you've got to keep it like this. No, like when you want to be mashpia some, you say, don't worry, there's enough for everybody. So yesh dai lekus lachol bria, everybody, don't worry. Shum davar lo yechzer. Nothing will be lacking. That's Bezalel. Bezalel understood. Bezalel Kel. He could build the Mishkan because he understood. He was that bechino where he could bring the Hashem Tzulcha down here next to us. Shaydeh Tzarf Oishin Mishmaim Voras Kilo Nitna Koychu Veloilu Zulose. Only he had that Koych. And he was Nesaken. He was Mezacherach. The oil of Bezalel Shulman and Nesaken. Boy, she's died because of Chol Bria. Kichon Avram Niskun Aladei Oisius. Shetziruf Kum Achshav Rishon Akoidim Lachet. Velachein Nefu. Now he's going back to where he said begin. Like Siv Tzel Shaka. Noitziv Tzel Kel. Doesn't say Tzel Rachum. Rak Tzel Shaka. Tzel Shaka. Lachol Bria. Vezeh Aladei Bezalel Dafka. Shiach Letzarf Livu Kim Kedem Bria Shmaim Voras Yuvon. Shkoyach. Shkoyach,
thank you so much, man. Not at all. Shkoyach for coming.